Yes!
Hello! Yes, it's that time of the week again.
Back again, talking nonsense into the old podcasting and all.
This should be called, this podcast shouldn't be called After Show Show. It should be called PJ Gallagher Unleashed.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Actually, you're the one on the leash now. I was the one that wasn't in, I was the only one here in this place who was on lockdown for the last while.
Oh, yeah,
and now, welcome back to the club.
I know,
welcome back. Yeah. Come here as well, I have to ask you two things. How's it going in lockdown? And what the hell is a goat doing on your Twitter? Everybody was asking me. Two people stopped me yesterday and says, what was going on with your goat? I was like, what goat? And then, there's a couple that are going, we're looking at Jim's Twitter now. I was in, oh my God, I was in the Phoenix Park yesterday.
Right.
Went for a walk in Phoenix Park. And then there's a couple, hey, I asked you, what's going on with the goat? I said, what's your, Jim's goat? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Jim was there, he was on Twitter with a goat. I said, I don't know. Did not see it.
He was only helping her over the. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was walking at Wicklow with a goat. I was like,
it wasn't. No. What happened was, right, this is absolutely true. We were pre-lockdown, as you say. Now we've joined the rest of the nation having this new level 3 or whatever. But pre that, when the pubs were open, right, I was in having me thing on Saturday night. Right.
Oh, you're having a meal in the pub.
Yeah. And
Yous are still allowed into the pubs, of course.
Yeah, because level 2.
They were
open with the whatever restrictions, the thing. And somebody went outside to have a cigarette, right?
Yeah.
And came back in and said, there's a couple out there, right? And they're very irate because they're not being let in with a goat.
Shut up.
Right. So naturally.
You're upset over
they
that.
They were, yeah.
You do things differently out there, man. Couple. That would never happen. That would never happen in Galway or Cork, any city.
So naturally, everybody assumed it's a wind up or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a whatever. So it was actually the photo. I didn't take the photo. It was actually Yvonne went out because she didn't believe, right, that this was the case.
They're upset.
And there was two people. And this was now. I don't know what time this was. It's probably about 9 o'clock or something. I don't know. It was dark anyway, right? And there was two people sitting on the benches, you know, outside the pub.
Yeah.
Right? Like coats and everything on and all that sort of stuff.
Right, yeah.
With a pygmy goat or whatever you call those things.
Miniature goat.
Little mini goat standing on one of the benches beside them. Right? So, Yvonne said, would he mind if I took a photograph?
Would he mind? I love that.
Like, will you get scared or anything? And they were like, no, not at all, not at all. And while she was taking the photograph, they were saying to her, like, you know, I mean, like, people are allowed to bring dogs in and stuff. You know, I don't know why they won't let us in with the goat. Like, they were having a drink. They were just sitting outside with
us. I was taking the goat for a walk.
But the goat was called Winnie, by the way.
Winnie the goat.
Winnie the goat.
Winnie the goat went
and
for a pint.
Yeah.
Pre-lockdown.
In Realmwood. And they were sitting there. And now, I don't know if they were tourists or what the story was.
Ah, you can't be a tourist here before you go. You can't be. Who goes on holidays with their goat?
I don't know.
No one goes on the holidays and they go checking in the plane. Well, times are tough. There's no one else in the plane. Oh, it's my service goat. It's my guide goat.
Apparently, I assume, obviously, you have to be allowed guide dogs. Right?
Yeah.
They have to be allowed everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what to start. I mean, wasn't there that thing for a while where you could have a care animal?
Ah, there is that in the States and all.
Yeah.
But then people start
coming in with a parrot and everything.
Yeah.
He tells me what to do.
He gets he's my comfort gorilla. I don't give a shit what he is. You're not bringing a fucking comfort gorilla on the plane. They're like, you can't see the dangers of taking a comfort gorilla on the plane.
But apparently they were quite, they weren't aggressive or anything, but apparently
they were
a little bit upset and disappointed that they weren't allowed to bring their pygmy goat in to have a drink.
Isn't that mad? Isn't it? Imagine being, like, there's all kinds of, I don't know, I guess there's people that tell you reasons why foot and mouth possibilities are and everything.
The
little goat doesn't seem like you're doing any harm.
Yeah.
I don't know what a goat's toilet habits are. And
Did you not want a goat?
I wanted pygmy goats, but I'm not allowed to keep them.
That's right.
Keep the council. I got on to the council and everything, and they were like, no, you can't. And I was like, why not? Much like your friends. I was like, what's the difference between them and a fucking dog, huh? You know what I mean? They were like, you can't keep.
By the way, can I just point out they're not my friends? I never even met the people.
Yeah, right. He knows the goat's name and all. And he says they're not his friends.
The goat was way more chassis than the people
Help!
But the best part was, it was on a lead. People noticed that in the photograph. They were walking it on a leash.
Mad. People are absolutely mad. By the way, you're not supposed to have pygmy goats on their own. Pygmy goats are always supposed to be part. There has to be a few of them.
Maybe that's why they wanted to come into the pub, because it wanted to be social.
Yeah, the pygmy goats say, here, this lockdown's fucking killing me. Does anyone fancy a jar? I'd love a lasagna. How did you do a great lasagna at a point? I know. And then he was mortified. Now he's an embarrassed pygmy goat.
Yeah, he was refused. Underage,
but you want to see me walking through the park yesterday? I couldn't believe it. I was walking through the park, and then you get two people. How's it going? What's the story with your other man and the other fella and the goat? Who are you talking about?
Of course, immediately you thought, Jesus, don't tell me now. Is it going to be on the front of the papers? What's he had to been doing with a goat?
Jim McCabe.
That's the show ruined.
I know.
Our version of Ant and Dec.
He was caught interfering with a goat. In Wicklow. I'd take it for a point. He was caught on a date with a goat.
That was the story.
And it was I had my own bit of drama then after that, because I went back into where I parked the car. Oh, I parked up there at Pope's Cross, go for a walk. Pope's Cross in the Phoenix Park.
There's me thinking. I'm trying to think of all the roads I know around Dublin, the crossroads and everything.
Oh, no.
It's literally the Papal Cross.
Yeah, the Pope's Cross. Yeah, so I parked in there.
Would you not say the Papal Cross?
That's from Pope's Cross. I've never heard it called the Papal Cross. The fucking Pope's Cross.
I know the spot. I was up there myself not that long ago.
I didn't know there was a bleeding parking limit on how long you could park there.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. So I came back to the cars. It was getting dark. It's getting dark early, about 6:45. Got into the car. Fucking car park was locked. I'm there going, oh my God. I'm going to have to get Jim to bring the goat into the right home on it. I said, what am I going to do? And then there was another couple there, and they were going, I don't know, I didn't know they closed the door. I didn't know they closed the door either. And then this maniac in an Audi Q7, a big yoke, he's obviously in a huff, right? And he thought he'd just try and drive out over the grass. But there's a mound, right? So the way the mound goes,
God.
And he got his wheel, he got the centre of the car stuck in the mound, so his wheels were just spinning around.
What, did you have to push?
Are you joking? I googled the number and called your man. And guess what? Your man must have been raging. He's stuck in the mound. There's two lads trying to tie ropes to his head, So that's never going to work.
Yeah.
And we googled the yoke and the OPW, Phoenix Park. I'll be there in a couple of minutes. He just came in opened it straight up. Your man just sitting there in the mound looking at the thing. I actually felt really guilty. It's like, I can't fucking believe this.
Whose responsibility would that? He'd have to call his own tow truck or something.
I guess so. I'd say he's still there. If that was me now, I'd be so embarrassed. I'd just walk home and say, I have to buy a new car. I'm going to have to buy a bicycle. Because there's no fucking way of going back knowing that all I had to do was make a phone call.
Was your man at the OPW not pissed off at you? Was he not sort of, I'm sorry, I was closing?
Even slightly.
Really?
Are you there now? I'm there now. Yeah, okay, I'll be just jumping the thing. I'll be around in a couple of minutes. Came in a big pickup truck. And he just opened it up and let us out. Wasn't a bothering lovely fella.
That's amazing.
And I says, your fella there's in a bit of a pickle. And he just looked up and went, yeah. That's all he did, yeah. He is.
Because it begs the question, why bother closing the feckin' thing if you're going to just keep having to come back?
Like,
if there's no real risk, if you can sort of, if you're going to take the attitude of sure, I'll park it here, and sure, if I'm a bit late, I'll ring your man. I mean, that's never
going
to work
for you. I know, it's never going to work. I shouldn't be saying this. He'll be there going, if that bastard now was off on the podcast telling everyone about it, shiting on about, if one of them's not out dating a goat, the other one's causing trouble for the council. No, that's a pair of pigs I have to cause now.
Oh,
I'm up
my
there every
God.
Day. Yeah, I know, but it was. I would say your man is still there.
Anyway, what were you doing hanging out in the Phoenix Park after dark?
I got locked out.
What were you doing? Slagging me a bit, and I wasn't even. I was inside, and the goat was outside.
Yeah.
What were you doing wandering around in the forestry and the hedging of the Phoenix Park?
Wandering around the public toilets, I was.
In the night time.
You don't know, I know. You didn't see a fella around here with a goat. I was supposed to meet him. We were going to go for a lasagna. Yeah, I know.
Don't tell me. It was one of your fitness runs, was it? Yeah.
Wasn't
it? Amazing. Amazing how your fitness runs when you're wearing small shorts and you run into a forest, eh?
Yeah, it wasn't even a fitness run. I was sore toe. So I wasn't even on the run around. I just wanted to, I'm so bored. I've been in lockdown for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around in certain, I'm bored, senses walking the same places and all. So I go walk somewhere, look at the deer and all they thought. Walking around to see one fucking deer. No, I didn't. I heard about your goat. I didn't see one fucking deer. And then I got into the car. And then I went to leave. I'm not used to Phoenix Park. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a one-way park. I missed the turn.
Oh, yeah. When you go, when you go that one, the other.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, actually, no, the road by the Papal Cross, is it?
Yeah, if you come out and you go out the same way you came in, it isn't.
Yeah.
If you come out and you take the first right, and you get confused. And then you go up and you're thinking, oh no, it'd be grand, I'll turn left in a minute. You can't turn left in a minute. You can't. You have to go right. And next thing you're going uphill. Yeah. And then I'm looking over Ballyfermot. It looks like you're about 200 feet over Ballyfermot. And then, of course, then there's a fucking deer. Yeah. Looking, laughing in the car going, you're lost anyway. No one comes up this far. I thought I could take a shortcut at one point. I ended up in a hospital. I didn't even know there was a hospital in there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at there's some room, like, you know, this room for the report or whatever. Yeah. I'm looking at a room for the dead people and I still haven't seen a fucking deer.
You
and
actually went into it.
I thought it was a way out, so I ended up in the hospital.
So you drove into a fucking, whatever it is, a crematorium or something.
There's a hospital and then you see the black door on the side. It was like, geez, I can't find my way out of here at all. I had to drive all the way around and then I ended up back in town. Like, this was not the plan.
Oh my God.
At all. I got it arseways. As usual, there's me thinking
you were the benchmark dub. I thought there wouldn't be a part of Dublin you wouldn't know.
The park. I don't know the park at all.
Why? Was that too much like countryside, was it? Not going in there. There's fields and animals and everything.
There's lads in there dating goats and everything in there. I don't like the smell of it at all. But there's all sorts of fellas playing polo and lads dating goats.
I heard sometimes they have masses and everything in there. Did religious.
Yeah, at the Pope's or the Papal Cross, excuse me.
That's the thing I get slagged about the most, right, is that thing, call yourself a dub, because if you say to me any directions, and just about anywhere, right, like, you know, such and such road, or the crossroads there, you know that church there, you know, no, I swear I am the worst person for directions, and as a result then, somebody who's not from Dublin will go, call yourself a dub. What sort of a dub are you at all? You don't even know what a bloody believe. And I haven't got a clue.
It's gas, isn't it?
Yeah, directions are terrible.
I know one woman, right? And she basically knows nothing anywhere except for Dundrum Shopping Centre, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what she knows. So you could be talking about fucking anywhere, right? Yeah. You're going, do you know Air Square? No. Galway, Central Galway? No. Air fucking Square? You know where? And she goes, right, okay. I just come out of Dundrum Shopping Centre. Where do I go? That's the benchmark. Everything starts from, right, I've just come out of Dundrum. Where do I go? Where do you go?
So you're
Dundrum Shopping Centre. You go across the fucking country for a start, you mental case. But that's what, everything she starts from there. You go, you're right, you know Henry Street. She'd never know him. She'd never cross.
Yeah.
Jesus, no. And where are the road Arnis is on? No. I walk out.
O'Connell Street. You know, right. O'Connell Street.
Oh, God. Is that...
If I drive out of the car park of Dundrum... Right.
So I come out the west car park of Dundrum. Where do I go? That's it. I always start...
What's the significance? Does she live in Dundrum or something?
Yeah, just that's the old, like, you know, like, Southside Dub thing.
She's a typical Southside...
You know, she's... like, you know, anything that goes to town is bogey. And the north side is like looking over the wall at Game of Thrones. We're all out here, you know, the wildlings as far as she's concerned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, blue eyes and frosty fingers.
Did you ever do the thing where you try and lie about it because you just don't want to show yourself up?
Yeah, couldn't give a shit. Because I do that regularly.
I used to do that regularly with Wicklow stuff. Like, even stuff around. Like, literally around. Like, I've been in Realmwood for 16 years or something or whatever it is. And I haven't. I mean, I've barely left the confines of the village. Like, there's people, and they'd say to you, you know, up there by Tiger Crossroads and Scarry, and I'm like, where's that now? Well, you know, if you go up to blah, 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 and they'll be coming out with these place names, and it gets to the stage now where I'm so embarrassed, I go,
Over the
far side, is it?
Or whatever.
I'm
with you then. If it's the other one, I know you. If it's the other one, I'm with you.
I haven't a fucking notion.
You're going to have to start doing, you should start doing that now just to annoy them. When they give you stuff, you go, right, I'll come out of the Shamrock Pub and Fingless and the turn left. Where do we go?
Actually, I'm going to use your mate's one. Yeah. Literally, whenever somebody says to me, up there, you know, up past Money's Town, and you go, hang a second, right?
Yeah.
I'm coming out of Dundrum Shopping Centre, right?
Which way do we go? Where do we go? Talk me through.
Oh, man. Because there's people up there, like, fucking... I remember, actually, we were filming up there once, I think, for when it used to be TV3 or whatever, in the good old days when I used to get work. But anyway, filming something up there, and the cameraman, who was from... I think he was from Galway or fucking somewhere, right, or whatever, was like... And I live up there, right? And he knew how to get back and all and do it. I know he hadn't. And he was like, sure, do you know a better way, Jim? Fired ahead, Burton. Fired ahead. There's no point in me confusing things. We'll go your way.
Yeah, go your way.
A fucking notion.
I didn't know you could get back to my house without going back to Fingers Forest, to be honest with you.
We were literally on roads I'd never, ever been on. Ever.
It's gas, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's gas. And they always say that, though, Dublin people are the worst. Even around Dublin, like you said, if you want to know, you find the culture.
Yeah.
Because they probably lived in five or six different spots around the city, through their lives. Whereas we live where we live.
Yeah.
And you know where you know. And we don't go by the actual name of things. That drove me mad in Dunleary. Nobody in fucking Dunleary calls anything by the name that's on the door. It's all called what it was 20 years ago. Everything. Fucking everything. Yeah. You know the cosy? No. You fucking know the cosy. It's there, the thing.
Yeah.
McLaughlin's. Oh, is that what it's called now? Yes, you prick. It's been on the fucking door for 10 years. I wasn't here 10 years ago. Every single pub is called something different to the name on the door.
That happens everywhere. There's a pub in Realwood. I just know it as the Realwood Inn. I mean, that seems to make perfect sense to me. That's what it's been called or whatever. And you'll have somebody, and for early doors, I know it now, but early doors, people will be saying, do you want to have a drink at the hotel? And I'm like,
we don't
have a hotel. There is no hotel here.
That's mental now, saying the hotel.
I swear to God. And there's some other place, I can't even remember which one it was. It used to be called The Tap. We go up to The Tap. Where the fuck? I'm there 16 years. It's never been called.
It's never been called The Tap. I've been here nearly two decades, you idiot. It's the gas, though. At least I understand when you say The Tap, the name from the previous thing. Yeah. But the hotel? That's mental.
And your team, I was thinking to myself,
where were you? I was in the hospital. Are you all right? Yeah. Just having a bowl of soup, you know. In the hospital? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with you at all. No, I look down in there. Did you do a great fucking sandwich at the hospital, I have to say. Just call in, see the lads, see the locals. The locals in the hospital. What happened to them? Nothing that I'm aware of.
They were just having their lunch as well.
Yeah. Are you talking about Mara's pub? Yeah. It used to be a hospital during the war. During the fucking war! I don't know what it is.
It's true.
It's just true.
Do you know what's weird is, if I'm with Daniel in the car, my youngest lad or whatever, he'll know Dublin. I swear to God, we'd be driving through town and everything, and I'd be trying to think of how to get from one place to another. And he'll literally go, if you turn down here and you turn down there. He doesn't even, he does drive, but I mean, it's not like he has a car or whatever.
Yeah.
But he seems to know everywhere. I honestly think I just go blank with information in general.
I'm really interested in what you're telling me, up until we get to the third turn.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'm fucking out. Wait, you have to make
actually,
a
that's it.
So someone goes to me, have you been to Sinnott's? No. They're on Amy Street. No, I don't know. All right, okay. Say you walk out of Windsor. Yeah. You go left. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I can picture it, right?
Yeah.
Then you take the next right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go left again. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that. Right. Well, then you go left again. I was looking for a tree. Now you have me on a roundabout. I don't give a shit. I don't want to know.
That's
then you keep going. Over the bridge, right? Massey's car garage on the left. Oh, God, this person's not going to stop. Go past the hospital, right? Yeah. This is the old bell tower, right? And then you see, the place where all the dogs did the shits?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this person isn't going to stop talking. Right, and then there's the vegetarian market. Then you go past the vegetarian market. This person isn't going to stop. Right, go through Mullingar! People kill you with information.
Yeah. And
they won't just tell you about the pub. They have to give you the information.
Thank God for Google Maps now. That has made my life.
It made everything so much better.
Oh my God. Because especially in cars, if you ever had to do that thing where you stopped to get directions and somebody would be telling you. And I'd be like that because they'd start and they'd go and literally I'd be going, yeah. And are you with me still? Yeah. Yeah. Roll up the window. No fucking idea.
No idea.
Literally, fuck it. Everything has just become a swirl of names.
The best one I ever had, and I really appreciate it, I was going through Balbriggan on my motorbike. I had to find Man of War Pub, right?
Yeah.
A big famous biker spot.
I know.
So I was going through Balbriggan. And
I can't believe I actually know
and
it.
I pulled in and I said to a fella, do you know where the Man of War Pub is? And he goes, I do, yeah, but it's too hard to explain. And he walked off. And I was like, that is the most pig ignorant genius. I actually appreciate it. Because he avoided the whole, oh God, you do, Oh, well, you walk backwards up that hill anyway. And then you have, yeah. Excuse me, you don't bring someone else
oh,
in.
Oh, don't do that. Excuse don't bring me. Somebody
do you
else
know
in.
Where the Man of War pub is? And you get some
is it the Man of War in Crumlin?
Yeah.
I'm in fucking Balbriggan.
Well, I think, hold on a minute. Hold on. I think Jenny's father died there. 20 years ago. Let me ring him. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah,
nightmare. I'd rather find that fight.
But I tell you, the best directions story I have is, right, me and a mate of mine, we were in Blackpool, right, in England. It was a golfing trip, right? And we arranged to meet these lads in this pub, right? And so that we fucking were looking around. We're walking up this fucking street and down this street. Fucking, I think the pub was called The Tiles or something that, right? And walking, where the fucking hell, right? And literally, we stopped this lad. He was about to get onto a bike. And we went to him, sorry, mate, listen, I don't suppose you'd know a boozer called The Tiles, would you? And he turns around and he said, to be honest with you, he says, I'm not from around here myself. He says, but would that be it? We were standing in front of us at the time. I'm not from around here, but would that be it?
Is that it? It's like something over a sitcom.
I'd say he thought we were taking the piss. Yeah. I'd say he thought it was a weird hidden camera thing.
You did well for the Irish abroad there on that one, didn't you? Bet you Irish lads who couldn't read. Looking for a pub and the name written over it.
Right, then we have to find our way out of this fucking studio.
Oh God! Right, you go out, and then you go.
No, you lost me.
When you see Andy Bad News Head, you treat that as a roundabout. And you take the third exit to his right hand.